With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The second round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks lasted about 3 hours in Geneva. The indirect talks with Oman, serving as a go-between, took place earlier today.
As Iran said, it'll close the Strait of Hormuz for several hours. That's for live-fire military exercises as the U.S. ramps up its military forces in the region. This is the first time that Iran has closed parts of the strait, an essential international waterway, since the U.S. began threatening Iran with military action. Iran previously held a live-fire drill in the Strait of Hormuz several weeks ago, but it didn't announce closures. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Russian and Ukrainian delegations are also meeting in Geneva for U.S. brokered talks. However, both sides are far apart on issues such as land, post-war security guarantees, and a potential ceasefire. 2 days have been set aside for this round of discussions. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is dead. His family says he died peacefully at home in Chicago this morning. Jackson, who suffered a rare neurological disorder, was 84. They're playing the blame game over a serious public health threat just outside the nation's capital.
The collapse of a major sewer pipe in the D.C. suburbs of Montgomery County, Maryland, has caused an overflow of more than 240 million gallons of wastewater into the Potomac River. On Monday, President Trump accused Maryland's Democratic governor of mismanagement and directed the federal government to step in. But the governor's office pushed back and said the leak is the federal government's responsibility. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street with the benchmarks deep in the red. The Dow is down about 268 points, the NASDAQ off 248, and the S&P 51 points lower. This is SRN News. There's a new snapshot of abortion in the U.S.
It's the annual report from National Right to Life, and it reveals that just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some states where it is virtually banned altogether. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslims the world over will soon be observing the month of Ramadan. It begins on Thursday or Friday, depending on when the crescent moon is sighted. For Muslims, it's a time for increased worship, religious reflection, and charity. For Islamic terrorists, though, it's often a time for increased attacks on Jews and Christians, as well as their institutions. Security will be increased in Israel for the entire month of Ramadan, as well as around Jewish and Christian places of worship worldwide. SRN News. From this morning's Lost and Found file.
Shipwreck hunters find a luxury steamer that sank in Lake Michigan in October of 1872. Paul Ehorn led the team.
You want to jump up and down. It's like solving a puzzle.
The discovery of the Loch LaBelle was made in Wisconsin waters in 2022, but not made public until now.
It's a long way out. It's deep water.
Ehorn says it's not necessarily finders keepers. Insurance companies or the state may claim the rights to the shipwreck, but for now, they still have to locate it the same way he did. I'm Julie Walker.
This week, 1864, during the Civil War, the Confederate hand-cranked submarine H.L. Hunley rammed and sank the Union ship, the USS Housatonic, in Charleston Harbor. First naval attack of its kind saw the Hunley go straight to the bottom as well. More details, SRNNews.com.